Okay, so first of all, I'd like to thank the organizers for giving me this opportunity to talk about my research today. And I'm going to talk about anthrax protective antigen, which is a pore-forming component of anthrax triparite toxin system. And I get this incorporated into nanodiscs. And the highlight of this talk is that we did this incorporation without detergent solubilization of the protective antigen. So the focus of my talk will be on how we get this incorporated without detergent solubilization and what worked and what didn't. So first, briefly, I'm going to introduce the protein of our interest, protective antigen. The monomer of protective antigen binds to host cell receptor in physiological conditions, cleaved by furin-like protease and leaving 63 kilodalton fragment. It heptamerizes to form ring-like structure called prepore, and it has three binding sites to edema factor or lethal factor, which are the actual enzymatic components of anthrax toxin. And this entire protein complex is encytosed, and in the acidic environment of endosome, PA prepore undergoes structural change to form beta barrier stem structure, which pokes into the membrane. And this pore structure translocate the other two components of anthrax toxin into the cytosol. This prepore can be formed without host cell receptors in vitro, and this is soluble. And X-ray crystallography has solved the structure at atomic resolution. But the pore is membrane protein, and there has been quite a lot of people working on screening to determine some detergent conditions that can solubilize this, but it hasn't been very successful. So the structure of this pore is not known. But it's important to obtain some structural information about this pore, because there is a significant conformational change, not just this formation of the stem structure, but also in cap region. One example of this is that biophysical and biochemical observations suggest that there is a constriction within the cap region, which is not present in prepore structure. And this is called phenylalanine clamp, but this constriction is involved in the translocation of the other two components. So that's why we want to do structural analysis on this one. And as I mentioned, there is no known detergent condition that can solubilize this pore. So, and we also tried liposomes to incorporate this membrane protein, but in the absence of cell host receptors, the insertion efficiency is pretty low, and most of the molecules end up in aggregation. So we decided to try lipid nanodiscs, which is invented by Steven Slager at University of Illinois. This is basically a disc of lipid surrounded by engineered protein called membrane scaffold proteins. This is derived from human apolipoprotein protein A1. And the globular domain of this protein is cleaved, and only left with amphipathic helices. And it has a histagen with cleavable linker. And this construct is the one that I use. And there are some other constructs with extra helices with, that makes up larger disks. And here is some advantages of nanodisks. The obvious advantage over detergents is that it provides near native lipid bilayer environment. And advantages over lipid vesicles are that it is relatively uniform in size. It is not completely homogeneous, but relatively. And it has histag, so it makes it easier to purify, or even if it, the when you insert proteins, some protein aggregates, but it's easier to separate aggregates from inserted particles. And it is smaller. And it can be formed around membrane proteins. You can, of course, form liposomes around your membrane proteins, but then you cannot control the size of the liposome. And if you control the size of liposome, then you cannot, you have to form the liposome first, then insert proteins. But you can get both from non-discs. And it is accessible from both sides of membrane. So you can add some accessory proteins, or this is good for negative staining too, because stain can access to the both end of the membrane. It is very simple to make non-discs. If you are making non-disc alone, you simply mix MSP, lipid, and detergent, and dialyze out detergent. You end up with non-discs. And if you have detergent solubilized membrane proteins, you can do the same procedure with detergent solubilized membrane protein and end up with non-disc with membrane protein incorporated. So I have two choices, and both have some problems, but I did it anyway. And the first one is forming non-disc first, then insert PA pore. So the PA pore is pore forming toxin, so it can insert itself into the membrane. But as I tested with liposomes, the insertion is very not inefficient. It's very inefficient with that receptor, and majority of the molecule end up in aggregation. And second option is that form non-disc in the presence of PA pore. But the problem is that there is no known detergent that can solubilize PA pore without disrupting heptamer or natural folding. So I started with the first option, that I formed non-disc first, then adding PA pore. And this is a picture of non-disc by itself. And there are some larger discs that is actually discs with multiple MSP at the edge. And they are not perfectly round. And these are the side views. So now I have non-disc by itself. So I mix PA prepore, which is soluble, and I can drop the pH to convert prepore to the pore. But I did it in solution first, and it didn't really work. I didn't see any insertion. So to increase insertion, I did multiple additions, and I did it on nickel and TA. So non-disc MSP have a histag on it, so I can immobilize non-discs on nickel and TA resin, and adding only small amount of PA prepore to decrease aggregation, and acidify, and still large portion of the molecules end up in aggregation, but I can wash off the aggregates and repeat this process to saturate non-discs with PA pore. And after doing this repeat 10 times, 20% of the molecule at a time, and I get some insertion, but in this one and this one in this picture, but the number of the insertions are still low. And I only found insertions in large non-discs. And I think this is because insertion of the PSM into the non-disc caused some tension within the disc. And the circumference of the disk is defined by the length of MSP, but it cannot stretch. So I think that's why smaller disks cannot incorporate PA. But the majority of the disks are small. So this is not very good way to incorporate PA. And we are obtaining some longer MSP and try larger disks. But this is as far as I got with this method so far. So next method is that I convert pre-pore to pore first and then mix it with MSP and lipid and detergent and dialyze it to form now disk in the presence of PA pore. But I did it in solution in first place, but it didn't work, of course. PA pore aggregates rapidly in solution. So I decided to provide some supporting matrix and to prevent aggregation of PA pore. And from our previous experience with histal purification involving PA, we know PA weakly interacts with nickel and PA resin. There's no histogram with PA, but it's just a background interaction. But the binding is strong enough that I can wash, change buffers and such. And this binding can be reversed with immunosal addition. So we decided to use nickel and PA as a supporting matrix. And the obvious advantage is that we have to creep histag from MSP, so we can use histag for data purification. So we are still looking for other methods of supporting matrix, but right now we won't need this one with nickel and PA. So first I bind PA pre-pore, which is soluble, to nickel and PA, and drop pH to induce conversion. And because they are on the surface of nickel and PA, they don't interact with each other, and so they don't form aggregates. And I form noun disks with the beads and hopefully forms noun disks around the stem. And this is the result. We see some noun disks with inserted PA particles. This one actually have two inserted. And also I have some vesicles together. And in the previous method I could use this one to get rid of anything else, but in this one I can't, so I still have some vesicles. And I also have lots of aggregates. So I think aggregations are coming from PA pre-pore that do not undergo conversion on the pore on the resin because of the probably orientations. If it, if it's forming a stem forming basis resin to the nickel and PA surface, it cannot convert to the pore. And some pore will not get up to this number. So right now I'm working on purification of the particles that I want, and also trying a different supporting matrix. And previously we found that Royal, molecular structure Royal, specifically binds to cap region PA. So we are trying this Royal immobilized piece of supporting matrix, which provides specific orientation specific binding. As I in different conditions, I accumulated some particles, I mean micrographs, so I just started to do some preliminary information analysis. I have non-disk solid particles, and also I have disk solid particles. So I did image analysis here.
Thank you, Hiro. This work clearly presents the strengths of electron microscopy approach, where you can only get this pore structure when it forms in the membrane environment. You cannot get it in detergent solution, so you cannot apply crystallography and other kind of techniques. I have one question. You mentioned that you, in your second way, how you perform a pore and then you add nanodiscs. So you're preforming the pore without any detergents, right? So you think that these conformational changes, they are happens without the need for the lipids or detergents. So the first the pore forms and then it inserts into the lipid membranes. Is that the right way to see it? To
look at it? I think you know, it was
right. So one, how it actually does in actual.
Well, I think it's it operates at the same time because the cell receptors orbit right above the membrane, and as you form the beta viral, it just it has to go into the membrane. Mm-hmm. It's somewhere on the base.
So would it work better if you will drop pH and add nanodisc at the same time? Or you need to drop pH first and then add nanodiscs?
Well, I can't really make the nanodisc very quick because I need biases step here. And,
but you preform nanodiscs before and then you add them, right?
Well, yeah, in the past method, yes. I did. And in that case, a majority of
very short.
questions? Okay, thank you, Hiro. So I believe we have a short break, and then at 3:15, there will be a panel discussion on membrane proteins. So we'll invite everyone.
So there's going to be a caveat that